that one of the ways of understanding the Bible is helpful to get in some truth and challenge some stuff together is through the imagery of location, position. And we were sharing about the Psalm number 1. But I want to go a bit more to that. And I have something more for here. And I don't want to move back to it. But I thought it was still there. Find it, amen, in a minute. I put in a bird. Very intriguing to say the least. Amen. Let me get back there. Look for that. What is the word of God? It's about how I saw location and how it explained what happened to Georgia. That is trials and challenges. The whole episode of this going down to Egypt. So let me find that. I don't want it though. Look at my writing. You may know something else. The location was down and up in the life of this is such a large book that I would work. Sometimes not open place, but I got it right here. Okay. And I was talking about the downs and the ups and faith journeys. And I use as a model, so to speak, Joseph, as I said, his challenges and his triumph. Let me read my book. Joseph's journey from Canaan to Egypt, you know. His brothers betrayed him, and he was taken down there by nomads, Bedouins. Shepherds, it's a wonderful way of describing at times for some of us our own walk with God. I call this this description I wrote is highlighted by several metaphors. These metaphors, like I said, has to do with what I'm sharing, the Psalm of 1, and about you know, how we can have images of what is really going on. Image of location, what I call it. So this description is highlighted by several metaphors that I call dogs and hops. And now when I use that, I try not to confuse folk, because normally we talk about ups and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, then we go down. But I saw something unique here when I was looking at this cycle, that we call it a cycle, the life cycle of Joseph. And I saw it as prominently and particularly and especially down and up. That's my phrase. You know, you might see it differently, but I have it here. You know, something is moving around with my phone. I'll find it again. All right. Okay. Let's look at the scripture first. Well, no, let's get to the scripture. Let's continue. Joseph was thrown down into a pit by his brothers. And then Joseph was brought up from the pit by his brothers, and they sold him to a caravan of Ishmaelites. Merchants. Joseph was brought down to Egypt by the Ishmaelites, and then Joseph was brought up from slavery by Potiphar. Joseph was brought down to prison because of the lives of Potiphar's wife. But then Joseph was brought up from prison by Pharaoh. And this is critical. And this afternoon, some of you may have heard me talk about this. This afternoon, I want to show you where it became clear to me as I could use these series of metaphors to explain something very significant in the life of the Israelites that is significant even up to today. Joseph was brought up from prison by Pharaoh, as I said, and Joseph's body was put down into a tomb in Egypt by the Egyptians. You know, he was embalmed, and then critical here, significant here, Joseph's body was brought up to Canaan by the Hebrew people. Here's what I found significant, if you give me a minute or two. The metaphor of down and up, I see it clearly as God's promise to Jacob before Jacob went down to Egypt. You know, when Joseph was down there and eventually was brought up by Pharaoh, became an important administrator, right-hand man of Pharaoh, and he had a lot of power. And then there came this great famine in Canaan, and eventually, through his authority, Joseph was able to bring his family and other evil people, bring them down to Egypt, and eventually they had a very beautiful part of the country, part of the land that was given to them. But what I look, how this dawn and hawk struck me and really let me understand clearly why this metaphor can be important is based on how a scripture was prophesied and fulfilled. Like I said in Hebrew writing, anyhow, the metaphor and imagery on the location can be very revealing. So let us share Genesis 4 and 6. Genesis 4 and 6, 1 through 4. When I mention the word Israel, I'm using an eponym for Jacob. Jacob stand for, or Israel stand for Jacob in many of the biblical writings, and definitely in Genesis 4-6, 1-2. Okay, Israel with all his possession went to Beersheba. There Israel offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. God spoke to Israel in visions by night. God said, Jacob? Jacob? Israel replied, here am I. Here am I. Location. 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 God said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, because there I will make you a great nation. I will go down with you to Egypt. I will go down with you to Egypt. Coming into resurrection Sunday. Coming into the celebration of Jesus resurrection. Don't be afraid. I'll go down with you to Egypt. But also I will surely bring you up again. Joseph shall close your eyes. That was the wonderful thing about this bounding up. I wrote this as part of the chapter that I call Look Into the Future. That indeed that prophecy was fulfilled. And Israel, Jacob, was embalmed and was brought up from Egypt back to Palestine. But his son went through all this down and ups. Went through all this downs and ups. Then his father might come down to Egypt. But God had promised them an era in Palestine. The time they were brought out and lifted up by his promises. And what has happened is the God's intention, and there was a change of thought. If you go down, I will surely bring you up. So it is difficult. Because we do go down. No matter what. We do go down the time, but we have God's promise to us that He will bring us up. And I thank God for Jesus, because Jesus went down, but He came up for us. That's why we celebrate Resurrection Sunday until He comes again. For this, why would Joseph go down so many times only to be brought up down to Egypt, brought up? Because of the situation that was developing the jail. Down because of lies that were told to him. Brought up again to become most powerful person next to Pharaoh that he could bring down the people to Egypt and eventually many years afterwards fulfill the promise given to Jacob. There'll come a time when you have to go down. You have to go to stuff. Stuff will be piled on you. But don't be afraid. If you go down, surely I will bring you up. It might seem just like incidental words. Hey, that's just life. That just happened. That's just, hey, listen, I mean, people involved all the time are taken from place to place. No, no, it's a metaphor for the whole life of the Israelites, the whole life of the Hebrew people, a metaphor for all of us, for our entire life. God shows us these things through metaphors, fulfilling prophecies of locations. Because God is located everywhere. No matter where we are, God fulfills His promises to us. If you go down into the big fish belly, He will bring you up. Praising God all the way. It's Jonah, but I think he would have a lot to say about it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ask Jonah about it. You can put him down into the pit. I think he will rejoice in telling us. Wasn't a pit. It was God lifting us out of the pit. Ask Jesus about it. Cause he would tell us if we go down. Maybe there's something intrinsic. Maybe there's something intensive about understanding the down before the up. Maybe it's simply that God wants us to know that He's always with us, no matter what. In fact, even when we see it and experience it and feel it as down, God is in control no matter where we are, emotionally, financially, situationally, whatever. We're coming up. We're coming up because God has stated it. So this afternoon we thank God. I hope was some revelation to our spirit. And even if you don't care for that metaphor, when I talked about it many years ago, I say, people may never want to hear about going down. I said, well, listen, that's what it's all about. It's not what where we are and what God can do. So, if it helped anyone this afternoon, trust God that He would continually lift us up out of the